This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball back. Watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Deep Voice Luke is the producer back at the studio today. Deep Voice Luke.
What you know about Pete Rock and CL Smooth?
You rang. Shout out NBA Street Volume 2.
That's NBA Street Volume 2. That is awesome.
He did give us a you rang. I enjoy that.
Yes.
It is Friday at 3:30. It is rainy outside, so it's perfect for a guy who's always inaccurate. That is one, Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, fella, we got a big weekend. We got a weekend in Cleveland, a bigger weekend here in Philadelphia. We should have some weather in both places. Tell you all about it after a proper introduction. Music, please.
Always weather.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, of course, big events everywhere. A famous, a papama. We have a pope. Very emotional day yesterday for Catholics all around the world. That white smoke came out of the chimney. I worked as a chimney sweep at the Vatican back in 78 when they were about to elect JP number one. A lot of fun down there. You know, I befriended Giuseppe, the guy in charge of the smoke for the new pope. One night we started hitting the vino a little bit. It was myself, Giuseppe, and Ike. Then walks Joe Pesci, Steve Buscemi, Pete Incaviglia, and my little friend Mary Jane. Well, you know, somebody lit the wrong stick. White smoke bellowed out of the chimney. Everybody thought Snoop Dogg was the new pope. It was hilarious to see them crowding around him, kissing Snoop's ring.
In 1978?
Misunderstanding. Of course, this is a local story. Let's not forget the new pope is the biggest thing that's happened to Villanova since Jay Wright was nominated for sainthood the first time. Pope Leo XIV and Villanova grad. We went to different schools at the same time. He went to Villanova. I went to Grayford State. But I remember I had friends at Villanova right around the same time. One night it was me, Ike, Howie Long, Whitey Rigsby, and Pope Leo. We were all out at Kelly's Tap Room on Lancaster Avenue.
This did not happen. It didn't
sure
happen.
It did.
No, it didn't.
Leo was a regular. He had his own mug at Kelly's. So that night it was Jake Nevin sitting across the bar thinking about
Jake Jackie Nevin Frick. Again?
He's a legend. He's chatting up these three girls from Harcum Junior College. You remember Harcum Parkum, right, Spike?
Jake Nevin was not drinking in Kelly's with Pope Leo. None of this happened.
Jake had promised the girls a ride home, but Leo promised them eternal salvation. Leo left with the girls. All three of them later went into convents. That was the night the Augustinian first said the famous phrase, give me chastity, but not yet.
Come on!
This is going to get us into trouble.
The celebration continues out of Jake Nevin's Fieldhouse. Meanwhile, the Phillies are in Cleveland, where it's dry but cool, low 50 degrees tonight.
Have you ever worked in Cleveland?
Oh, hell yeah, sure. WKNB, the knob, dated a weather gal by the name of Misty Rivers. She put the Cleavage in Cleveland. Hello.
They're all named Misty.
One night it was me, Ike, Misty, Kenny Lofton, Drew Carrier, two beauties from The Price is Right. We were playing adult Blinko and Safecracker. Come on down! Things got a little messy during this showcase showdown. Turned out to be yet another mistake on the lake. Ouch! Then it was a celebrity softball game in the old Cleveland Stadium with Craig Berube, Reggie Leach, Jay Silverheel, Ricky Fowler. You know, Ricky's a Navajo Native American, along with Chief Nakahoma from the Atlanta Braves.
Uh-oh.
It was a tribute to the great Jim Thorpe. Instead of hot dogs, they sold chops that night. Well, how about the golf? The truest at Philly Cricket, Flowertown, PA.
Yeah, we were there yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you. Last time I was out at Philly Cricket, it was me, Ike, Fuzzy Zeller, Herb from the Northeast.
Wow.
Rod Barajas and Rod Lakin.
Oh, no.
Lakin.
Fuzzy was out at... He was in town for the casters at Juniata National. Rod Lakin started mouthing off to Fuzzy. Those two wound up getting in a fight. We got thrown off the course. Did some day drinking with the day loaders over at Halligan's Pub on Bethlehem Pike. Fuzzy lost his pants in the scuffle with Lakin. And then we found out why he got the nickname Fuzzy.
Okay. The most unbelievable thing of this is Lakin getting in a fight. Are you going to finish the forecast?
He was a trash-talking barker, never shut his mouth.
That's Lakin.
Tonight it'll be dark, starting with the sunset, 8:04. Pop-up thunderstorms continue, lower 51. That won't affect the Phillies game in Cleveland. Tomorrow around here looks great if you're going out to the Truist. In Flowertown, mostly sunny, high 73. Sunday, Mother's Day, sunny with a chance of some precip. I say there's a 50-50 chance that Mama's happy to see you. Hello. Cleveland weather. Well, doesn't really matter. You're in Cleveland. It's going to suck either way. Happy Mother's Day to all the yummy mummies. And God bless Pope Leo. Let's have some fun going away music.
No.
Where's the reverence?
No, there's no reverence. Guy's out of control.
Man.
By the way, part of his forecast was it's going to be dark tonight.
Yep. Why is accurate?
Yeah, I can't believe there wasn't a 50-50 chance of it getting dark in the evening. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the Truist, coming up in moments, we have Ike's Truist Championship update.
Gotta regroup.
Yep.
Regroup after that.
Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Thanks, Mike, Ike, and Jack.
What's up, Joe?
You know, the Phillies, number 59, he didn't want to be second-guessed anymore about whether to pinch-run or not. So in last night's game, he pinch-run for everybody. Rojas for Schwarber, Marsh for Castellanos, Sosa for Baum, right? And then, we're all raving about how Rojas, forced that throw from the pitcher. It said the first baseman made the error. But then he goes out and plays defense and makes another little league play, trying to throw a runner out at third base, and he throws the ball up the left field line. So if they're going to continue to let him, he should be making those little league mistakes down in the minor leagues. And if they're continue to put him out there, it's going to cost them ball games.
Yeah, see,
this is
I hear you on that, Joe. I thought that was actually decent aggressiveness. I thought the play the other night by Rojas was egregious. You never go to third base in that situation. At least with that, that's trying to get into scoring position to tie a ball game up. I didn't really have a huge problem with last night. I thought that was
still was two outs.
It was still I thought it was more calculated aggression, though.
Okay.
I didn't think I didn't think the other night was. I thought that was just playing dull.
Yeah.
Okay. In reference to the Ranger, you know, he started off last year 9-0, and then for the rest of the year he went 3-8, and you know he got bombed the first time out, and now they're putting this excuse up. Well, you know, going into the stretch, you know, he had a problem. Well, he didn't, and his rehab starts down in the minor leagues. He didn't pitch hitless baseball. He had base runners on there, and he didn't have no problem with getting the outs. So you know, it's kind of a cop out. So let's just see what he does the next few starts out there, because like I said, he had a poor second half, and you know, the first start here wasn't that good. And like I said, I think they're making excuses. You know, they don't know what the problem is, because it surely wasn't because he was pitching out of the stretch.
Joe, did any of the Phillies people say that? I just heard Kruk say it. Like, did Rob Thompson say that?
I don't know what, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know where Kruk got that from, or, you know.
Well, he said it during the game.
Yeah, because, go ahead.
I agree with you largely about Ranger. I think we have to be. I'm not counting on Ranger to be great again. I think he looked bad that entire second half. He had back problems again in spring training. I'm with you there. I just don't think the Phillies were the ones who were offering up excuses. For next question today, it is it's AMA Friday. Do you have a question for one of us?
Yeah, for you, Spike. You know, I wonder why that you don't give Ike, you know, a former professional football player, and Jack, even though he was not a professional baseball player, but
right on the cusp. Yeah, right on the cusp.
Yep.
Right? That you don't give them a chance to speak a little bit more on the show. I mean, it seems like you dominate all the talk on there. It's similar to, like, Angelo with Al and maybe Joe the camera now. So I think if you know, give them a little more airtime, hear what they have to say.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, if that's the case, Joe, that is not conscious. I'm not doing that on purpose.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Am I talking too much?
Well,
it's part of the job.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't talk, nothing will happen. I mean, I think maybe it sounds like it's more because I come in and out of break.
Mm-hmm. Well, you drive the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody wants to hear from me. They just want to hear from Mike.
That's true.
Yeah. So, if I'm doing it, I apologize. Certainly not on purpose.
Is that your first you talk too much?
I got it in the beginning a lot.
We know you get it all the time.
I got it in the beginning a lot.
I don't talk that much.
You know what I think does happen sometimes? Because it's my opinion that annoys people, the callers want to call and yell at me because I'm annoying.
Yeah.
I have the annoying opinion oftentimes. Used to that. Well, speaking of the Ike spotlight.
I'll say, I enjoy you talking. I talked a lot for like the last 5 years.
Yeah, make it a little bit easier
just saying,
now.
Yeah.
I'm here to pull my weight. Let's put it that way.
And there ain't much weight, am I right?
No, not much weight at all.
Got him.
Weighed in this morning.
What?
I weighed in this morning just to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's it looking?
150.5.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that even an adult size?
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's good going into the weekend. I was like, I can do whatever I want this weekend.
There you go.
So speaking of Ike.
Yes.
Ike is carrying the most important position on the show, as he always is, but today even more important, as we check in on the Truist.
And now, Ike Reese at the Truist Championship.
I tell you what, fellas. It's been a wet one out there today.
There it is.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Moist.
Yes.
Ah, but they have wrapped up the second round.
Which about time they wrapped up.
Oh, they started early this morning.
Yes, they started a little earlier because of the weather, so...
So, are we doing this at 4:30 and 5:30?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if the report's going to be different, but yes.
Figure it out.
At least from a leaderboard standpoint, not a lot has changed. Don't have to worry about a cut line. All the golfers will be here through the weekend. At the top of the leaderboard, still have the same guys up there. Rory McIlroy finished at 7-under. If you want to know some notable names out there.
Please lower your voice.
You're right. I'm sorry. Shane Lowry at minus 11 still sits there in second place. And I'll tell you what, the Irishman may be the favorite if the weather's going to keep up like this.
Is he good in the moistness?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it
slippery player.
Well, you know, it rains a lot on Great Britain.
Yes.
Oh, really?
From what I heard, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because it's on the Gulf Coast. Well, maybe that's wrong.
Yeah.
A little bit of an update. Check this out, Fritzy. Spike.
Yes.
Yesterday, Denny McCarthy.
Yes.
When he shot a 62.
Yes.
We didn't know who he was.
Yes.
Well, today he turned back into Denny McCarthy.
Thank God. No.
What did he shoot today?
He shot a 73 today.
Oh, no.
He's at minus 5. Not too far out, but top of 15th where he was in the lead yesterday. They got the guys in early. Again, no one really went too low today. Shane Lowry had the best round of today at minus 5. You had a couple guys at minus 4.
Take it down a notch.
Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. It's tough trading out there as far as trying to go low. You had to survive today to put yourself in position on the weekend. A lot of the top golfers have done that. I'm excited about Saturday and Sunday out at the Truist Championship.
Tune in at 4:30 when we figure out what Ike's going to talk about during this. The golf's already over.
And Ike will too.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Kenny in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Yeah, so what's up, my brothers?
What's up, Kenny?
What's up, Kenny?
What's up, guys? Yo, check this out. Before I even get into this, hey, yo, can you be a gentleman, Fritz? Look up DOAP Space Nixon. Oh, Nixon. Look that up, Fritz.
Richard Nixon?
Soap Nixon. D-O-A-P. Like soap. Dope.
Soap Nixon?
Spike. No, he's saying dope.
Yeah, dope Nixon.
Soap Nixon.
Okay.
Yeah, Spike. You in a band, right, Spike?
Used to be.
Well, you used to be. You ever do a tour?
No.
Not even close.
We played like 4 gigs.
But check this
one of them was in a backyard in Levittown.
Nixon. Interesting.
Well, check this out. I did a couple of them. From Melbourne to Munich, Germany, Austria, Serbia, the Baltic Sea, all that. I just, be a gentleman for me, Fritz, while I do my point.
Okay.
I remember calling, talking about Bryce, saying he's an energy vortex. We're never going to win with him because while a team is doing good, we're still talking about Bryce. Why are we not talking about Schwarber? Why are we not talking about Turner or Baum turning it around? Maybe Baum is doing good, and we dragged him so long, he might listen in to see if we give him a shout-out. We're still talking about Bryce.
Well, you want us to do a show about...
talk about Bryce?
You want us to do a show about Alec Baum going 1-for-4 last night?
But that's last night, but he's hitting 300, you said. But I remember Zach saying last week, the locker room don't like Bryce. Because
didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
did.
That's
what you're saying.
So let's check this out. I'm not here to do that because I love my brothers, but I'm just saying, yo, Bryce, we're never going to win because the red flag is when they let Bryce go in Washington
They won right away.
They won right away, people forget.
So listen, what did you find out when you looked that up, Jack?
I just found out that Dope Nixon was not a part of the Watergate scandal. So we
looked up the wrong thing.
He did a couple of tours. He's from Philadelphia.
Well, why do you? So you want me to listen to his music? Is that what you want me to do?
No, I want you to know that Kenneth Green's been around the world. He's not like a regular Philadelphian that just been around four blocks. You know what I'm saying? Four blocks.
Yeah, you're saying you're well traveled.
No, okay.
Wait, were you in the band or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes, when you travel the world, what does that do for your mind?
Okay.
That opens your mind, right?
Sure,
You see things different than a dude who's only been in Philly his whole life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or who never left the United States, kind of like me.
Or Westchester.
No doubt. Listen, this is my greatest show. I love this show. I've been with it since the beginning.
You mean this iteration?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to go into my question.
Okay, your next question, AMA.
It's for all you guys.
All right.
Why is it okay for outsiders to love Philly, but not Philly people love other teams?
Ooh, good question, Kenny.
Ooh.
Good question.
It's a good question.
Well, you'll hear the answer now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, so I think that's part of what is great about Philadelphia is of the places that I've lived. So I've lived in Chicago and the New York area and L.A. But the of the places I lived, Philly is the most – loves itself the most. Like people from Philly mostly only care about Philly.
Territorial.
Very territorial. Yeah. Care like everybody's a fan of the teams here. It wasn't that way in New York. In L.A. So I think it is part of our identity to like Philadelphia teams. And if you don't like Philadelphia teams, then you are not a real Philadelphian. So I think that's why. I think we welcome people from other places who like our teams because we like the, liked.
Now, do you have to like all four teams?
I think you have to cheer for all four teams, but I don't think you have to actively watch all four teams. Like let's say you don't like the Sixers, or you don't pay attention to the Sixers, but the Sixers are in the finals. Then you get all, first of all, you're in fantasy land. But then, second of all, I think you get into it then.
Okay.
That's sort of, to me, what happens
in
Philly.
That's not real. That's a casual fan, though.
Yeah, but I think the difference in these other places, I don't even think they get that casual fan energy that we get.
Oh, sure. I mean, listen, I think when you win, when teams are winning, everybody
gets in. Yeah.
Because it's fun. I'm just saying, as a guy who wasn't necessarily born here and has cheered for other teams and certainly has embraced this culture as my culture, and this is what my kids know growing up in this area. They don't know any other area. They know this.
Yep.
If you're from this area, can you be a fan of – like, we have people here that are Eagles and Phillies fans, but they may be a Celtics fan or a Lakers fan, and you know what I mean, of other teams.
I feel like it happens here less, though, than other cities.
Yeah, that is my
– You've never been anywhere but here.
Well, correct. Just my take.
I do think
you've been here a lot, yeah.
Now, I think it happens more with young people now because they are exposed to –
That's what I'm saying. It's the younger generation doesn't have the same feeling to it.
Well, because they grew up being able to watch all the teams.
Right. Like,
we've talked about this. The only baseball teams I could watch growing up were the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Braves.
Right.
And the Cubs and the Braves because WGN and TBS were on cable.
Yep.
So, like, if you're only exposed to here – but – kids growing up now, for $100, you can watch every baseball game of every team. And so I think that part of it is definitely a little different, for sure. Yeah.
All right.
I still think Philly is more like parochial in terms of like liking their own teams and not liking other teams more than other cities.
Well, my favorite thing is always the we can rip the teams, but when someone else rips the teams, that's when we attack them. I always think it'd be cool to not live in Philly and watch the Philly team
from afar.
I've never been able to do that.
Well, root for the team from the outside,
Like
watching them.
I'd be the biggest Jalen guy in the world.
Wow.
It would be.
Well, because you would be somewhere else, and you're like, that's my team.
I'd get my back up a little
bit. Exactly. That's my team. Now, you used to have a thing with fans from other cities that root for Philadelphia teams.
Yeah, that's always made Justin.
Yeah, that's your thing.
It's always made Justin Tennessee very mad when I would call him a fraud.
Yeah, so he questions the fans on the outside that root for Philadelphia teams.
Fair to question them.
But let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. Because that's another great question. But you enjoy, or we reap the benefits somehow, of the teams being as popular as they are because there are fans outside the city. It's what makes that you do realize when we go take over other cities, it isn't necessarily everybody from Philadelphia that's going to
the
city.
No, there's a lot of people from there that are we've noticed that on
LA,
our podcast road trips. Yeah. Half of those people are not even from Philadelphia.
I guess I'm just not used to someone not being from Philadelphia and liking our team.
Liking that's what it is.
That's
because
new too.
We've never had a dynasty, really, like where you could have the bandwagon fans hop on and off, like the Patriots, Cowboys, those kind of things.
I agree. But the Eagles for two and a half decades.
Yeah.
The only thing to remember.
They built up a fan base outside of here.
Yeah. The only thing to remember is don't forget the fact that this area had plenty of Cowboys and Steelers fans.
Well, yeah, look at your dad.
Plenty 80s, 90s. And I think it's because of TV, because those teams were on television all the time.
Well, I mean.
But there are a lot of Cowboys and Steelers fans here.
Now, luckily for me, the Bengals were an AFC team, so I didn't get a ton of Cowboy teams and Cowboy games. But we know they were always on for the national game.
Yeah.
But it's legitimately how I became a Lakers fan.
Because they were on.
Yeah. So the basketball teams I saw were the Lakers, the Sixers, and the Celtics.
Yep.
Those were the three teams I saw the majority of the time.
And you didn't.
And the Pistons.
And you grew up a place that didn't have an NBA team.
No.
Yep.
No.
Coming up next.
We had the Cincinnati Royals, and then somebody stole them from us. They became the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Cincinnati Royals.
I didn't even know
that. Oscar Robinson started in the Cincinnati NBA team. They were the Cincinnati Royals. They moved to Kansas City, I believe. Or did they go straight to the Sacramento?
You're the only one that knows this.
You know me.
Yeah, but yes. I'm sure you have some tweets.
The majority of that is right. Some of the details may be off there.
Coming up next, simply the filthiest broadcaster in America. Kevin Stocker joins us. Poor Stock.
Poor guy.
Stock. We'll talk Phillies with Stock. How concerned are you about Bryce Harper's play this year? Little concerned, very concerned, not concerned at all. 215-592-9494. We're Chickies and Peas in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.